This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Yesterday afternoon, President Joe Biden announced that he'd no longer seek re-election this November. He also endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris as nominee for the Democratic Party. People in the St. Louis region shared a broad range of reactions to this historic event: relief, disappointment, uncertainty, and even hopefulness.
I think it is time for Joe Biden to drop out because his mind is just not steady.
I saw his aging. I saw that he wasn't as able as he needs to be to run a huge country.
I think that it was an exceptional move, especially for the Democratic Party.
I'm hoping it kind of like gives them a chance to step back and rework some of their like policies and maybe connect more with the voters.
The pressure for him to drop out should have happened, you know, 2 years ago.
I think that the Democratic Party is going to have a major problem because you don't have too long before the election.
President Biden has endorsed Vice President Harris as the nominee for the Democratic Party. What are your thoughts about the Vice President stepping up and running in that space? And the Congressional Black Caucus also just endorsed her.
As a Black voter myself, I honestly don't have that much faith in her. I feel like she's a point-for-point Democrat, and she doesn't really have any progressive views.
I feel that she's for the people, and that's the most important thing. One that's for the people and that is willing to take the people to the next level, wherever it may be, however it may be, as long as there's a vision.
I just think that we need someone who's willing to, help people through economic trouble, you know, be unifying, be not someone who's going to polarize and really vilify anybody on either side.
That was 34-year-old Creve Coeur resident Austin Carnes, Damian Christian of East St. Louis, 26-year-old Natavi Larry of St. Louis, 37-year-old St. Louis resident Ronnie Williams, who voted for both Trump and Biden in the past, and Julia Schlegel of St. Louis. They spoke with STLPR interim digital editor Brian Munoz and political correspondent Jason Rosenbaum shortly after the news dropped yesterday. Joining me in studio to talk more about local reactions to Biden's decision to suspend his re-election bid, we have STLPR political correspondent and host of the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air, Jason Rosenbaum. Jason, hello.
Thank you for having me.
So, Jason, where were you and what were you hearing around you when the news dropped yesterday?
Well, like a lot of parents, I was shopping at Sam's Club. I was furiously looking for a Cobb salad, which was unfortunately not there. I was listening to this podcast by Tim Miller. He's this person who's a fierce anti-Donald Trump former Republican. And he said, have a great weekend. And if Biden drops out, we'll have an emergency podcast. And then literally a minute later, I got a text message saying he would drop out.
Mm-hmm. Given that, as well as many other things, I mean, how much of a surprise was the announcement, Jason?
Not a surprise. I think that if you talked with people who were involved even in Missouri politics, they felt this was an inevitability. Biden's debate performance in late June was such a disaster, and he didn't really showcase afterwards that he had the ability to run an effective campaign against a Republican Party that seems very united right now. I think it was just a matter of time before what happened yesterday occurred, especially with a lot of prominent Democrats calling for him to leave the race.
Mm-hmm. Now, we heard several St. Louis area residents' reactions just now to Biden's dropping out of the race. How well do their comments capture what everyday folks in these parts had been thinking and feeling about Biden as the Democratic Party's candidate? And I emphasize "and" there because the head and the heart aren't necessarily the same thing.
I think that there's probably a lot of relief. Polling had showed that Biden was on track to lose to former President Trump. I know that some of Biden's supporters were pointing to popular vote polls showing the race basically tied, but the states that matter, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, et cetera, were showing that Trump was winning pretty decisively, especially after the debate. So when you talked with both quote unquote real people mm-hmm. who are non-elected officials and Democratic elected officials, they were feeling pretty much the same way. Like, we're glad that this 3-week melodrama is over and we're ready to move on.
Mm-hmm. How about Republicans?
I think that there's a mixture there. I mean, some Republican officials are saying that if Biden can't run for reelection, he should resign. He's not going to do that because if he made Vice President Harris president, there was no way that there would be able to be a vice president confirmed since the Republicans control the House. Others, I think, are kind of pointing out Vice President Harris' potential vulnerabilities, especially on immigration, because she was tapped to be the quote-unquote border czar. And even Democrats would concede that the situation at the southern border is not great right now. But I feel like some of that, especially the people saying, oh, this is so unfair and undemocratic. Well, first of all, there have been other federal races where a Republican is being pressured to drop out or they do drop out. And second of all, I think that may be a subliminal feeling that Harris is going to be a tougher candidate than they're letting on, mm-hmm. than certainly Biden.
In the last 30, 40 seconds or so, Jason, how much of what's pouring out of mainstream national news, including NPR, actually reflects what's important to folks in eastern Missouri and southern Illinois?
Oh, that's a good question. I think that people probably care more about their economic status and their safety than, like, the horse race. But given that the federal government plays such a large role in both, I can't say that it's completely disconnected. But I definitely saw a lot of people at Sam's Club looking at their phones in bewilderment around the time I was. So they were clearly paying attention to what was going on after Biden announced he wasn't going to run again.
Mm-hmm. More to come, certainly. Jason Rosenbaum is STLPR's politics correspondent and host of the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air. Jason, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you for having me.
This episode was produced by Emily Woodbury.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.